Petri is a artist, author, and director of the Museum of Contemporary Art in London. He's here to talk about his new book, Nature Mort, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Tell us about your new book, Nature Mort.
Well, Nature Mort is the French for still life, and the full title of the book is Nature Mort, Contemporary Artists Reinvigorate the Still Life Tradition. And the book has a very brief history chapter that looks at still lives from the last sort of 2,000 years up to the present, and then the main five chapters are looking at how contemporary artists are using the still life in radically different ways than I think most of your listeners would conceive of still life. And at the same time, a lot of the images that they would see in the book, at first they do very much look like traditional still lifes, but then when you read about them, it's very surprising what's actually going on.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Well, with Nature Mort, I started doing a series of works called The Revenge of the Florist. And those are still life pieces, but again, in very unexpected way. And those pieces led me to think about still life in a bigger sense. And again, I was thinking, gosh, is this really an old-fashioned type of work? Not that I'm using it in that way, but I thought there must be other people who are using still life and trying to take it out of the academic notion of just kind of making pretty flowers or you know, bottles on a table, and actually do something contemporary and relevant. So that's where the genesis of the Nature Mort book came from.
What would you like to accomplish with this book?
I'm actually using just everyday language, but trying to explain very intelligent concepts that the artists are bringing to their work so that anybody who, you know, is even vaguely intelligent to be able to pick that book up and say, yeah, I understand that. One of the things that really turns me off, even as a reader, unless I'm reading an academic text, is to find a lot of art jargon. And so I try not to use that. Now, that doesn't mean I'm dumbing the books down. Absolutely the opposite. I'm simply saying that I give the audience credit for being smart. And so you can speak to people in an intelligent way. You just don't have to use the kind of language that might put them off.
Tell us about your book party event in New York City on December 17th.
Great. Well, I work with the gallery Sundaram Tagore in New York, and we're going to have a really wonderful book party on the 17th, and absolutely, I'd be very happy for your audience to come down, see the book, meet some of the artists, because quite a lot of the artists who are in New York City, who are in the book, are actually going to be coming down to the event. So I think it'd be a very nice Christmassy way to look at this work. And, you know, it's on West 27th Street, so it's kind of in the heart of the Chelsea area, so it's fairly easy to get to.
You live in the UK, which has full LGBT civil rights since the passage of the Equality Act in 2010. Tell us about that, and what is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I would first say that I don't know that we have full LGBT rights in the UK. I mean, the group called Stonewall definitely say there's still a lot to fight for. But I think in comparison to what's going on in the States, it's easier to say, yes, we have full equality. But, I mean, one of the things that just happened, we have an Olympic diver, Tom Daley, who just came out. And it was fortunately not that traumatic for him, but he was definitely suffering online troll kind of behavior and stuff. People, you know, making really bad comments about him. And he's got a TV show that's coming out soon. And I think he just wanted to put to bed that kind of bullying. And so I think for those of us in the West, it's important to remember, you know, even when you have legal rights, that doesn't necessarily mean that your life is actually going to be, you know, a bowl of cherries. But equally, it's a darn sight better than most people have in Africa and of course, Russia and lots of other places. So that's the first thing I would say. And the second thing is I have been involved with so many aspects of LGBT history over the years, whether it's been to do with HIV/AIDS, preservation of historical information, activists for artists who are LGBTQ, writing specifically about work made by those in our community. I'm 53. 23 years old, and I've been active as an adult for, you know, 30-odd years.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and DOMA rulings?
Well, obviously, the first thing was happiness. I thought it was, you know, really great. I have had some friends in the States who are lawyers who have said, you know, there are potential backlashes and problems that may come out of that, and the way that it's kind of going to states' rights and the issues that that may bring up. But at the same time, you know, we are seeing, you know, state after state saying, you know, we think marriage equality is something we should be standing up for, and it's about equality.
How can people get information about Nature Mort?
Well, my own website, which is www.michaelpetrie.net, and then, of course, they can go to TempsonHudson.com, and they can find further information about it there as well.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I'm actually working on a project that is going to bring me to New York in the spring. It's called the Big Egg Hunt New York, and the Big Egg Hunt started here in the UK, and it's done extremely well, and it's now going to go to New York, and it's a charitable organization for Action for Children, and what it is they gave 100 artists 1 yard long egg, fiberglass egg, so sort of 3 foot egg, and then as an artist to do something with it, to make it into an artwork, and then they were shown in London throughout the city, and then they went on a tour to about 4 or 5 other cities, and then they came back to London, and then they were auctioned off, and all the proceeds went to the charity. And so there's going to be a big egg hunt in New York in the spring, and again, I will be making a new egg for that. And my egg is very different from the rest of the eggs in that the egg that I made in London and the egg that I will make for New York will be a Murano glass egg, and it'll be about 3 feet, so it's a gigantic glass work. Because I said to them, I don't work in fiberglass, I work in glass. So they said, okay, if that's fine, if you want to do it in glass, you go right ahead. And the other thing that I am going to be doing in New York soon is a new piece for the Museum of Art and Design. It's a big show called Multiple Exposures that's coming up, and I'm making a new piece for that as well. So I'm going to really be having a New York spring. The other thing is, starting in the new year, right after the New York book launch, I'm going to be doing a big tour of the Nature Mort in lots of different places, where I'll be giving a lecture about the book, and that will include New Delhi, which I'm very excited about. That's coming up. I'm speaking in Paris. I'll be speaking in Dallas, Fort Worth area, at Fort Worth Modern at the end of February, in Stockholm. Helsinki is coming up, so lots and lots of places where you might catch a lecture on the history and current still life tradition.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
When I think about that, I don't really have a quote. I always think, you know, I don't have it so bad. For my internal mantra, is it really that bad? I always try to pull back and be a little bit more calm about things, and there are lots of people who have it worse. So when I think I'm having a hard time, I think, oh, there are lots of people who are having it a lot worse than I am.